And so when I met Amy, she was sort of really pleased to find someone that had that perspective on her dad. I mean, you know, in addition to being a fan of her dad's music, I had a picture of Joe in my head. He was actually kind of in my landscape. And that familiarity with Joe, I think, gave Amy an opportunity to open up with stories that were surprisingly personal and private.
Let's talk about that, because I mean you've been a part of her process. You got those early sketches of what she was writing, and now you've seen it come to fruition. How much did you open up Amy, I guess, by being an outlet for her and her writing? I mean, you guys were working before that memoir.
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to say because I can't really speak for her in that kind of depth. Although Amy and I, it was one of those chance meetings where the course of my life really turned as a result of meeting Amy. And I think it's the same for her. And neither of us knew that these stories, her dad, her dad's story, and her own story, and her memory, the way she reflects on her past, that would become such a incredibly involving and rewarding project that would go on for years before coming to complete fruition with with a film taking on a life of its own.